Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say a few words about the test. As we committed to the 8th online consultation for the point of contacts to the UN UNICEAN system held on 10 November 2022, Romania has carried out 2 sub-regional tests during the 2 consecutive days. First was on 5th of November at 18:20, and the second one on 6th of November at 7:29. The simulated accident was release of chemical substances, cyanide in fact, into Mureș River next to Arad city, very close to the border with Hungary, in the western part of Romania. The notification was unannounced and was sent to Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria, and Republic of Moldova. Unfortunately, we are unable to observe whether the contact point reacted to the notification messages and in what time frame. However, after a discussion with the UNICE Secretariat, which has the possibility to check how the contact points react to the notification sent through the system, it turned out that only Hungary opened the messages in the due time after receiving the 2 notifications. Even if the test was not a success in the term of the results recorded, I would say that it has at least one positive side. It demonstrated that we have a problem, namely that not all the contact points registered in the system react quickly enough. And this somehow raised the awareness that we should do something. In this context, Romania welcomes the proposal to improve the system, and we want to participate in its beta testing before release the final version. And at the end, some recommendation from our part. First, it's maybe we probably need to take a step forward in terms of the connectivity test carried out by the Secretariat and have them be carried out completely unannounced. Perhaps including tests carried out at unusual times, such as before starting or after the work time, during the night, or even during the weekends. In this way, I think we would have a clearer picture of the effectiveness of using the system in conditions close to the reality, because an accident appears most of the time in an unexpected time frame. Also, for the ease of the conducting sub-regional and regional tests, it is important that participating parties in the system can see the reaction mode in the notification loop. I mean, we were unable to see how the others react, and in this way, we didn't know nothing about. In addition, it may not be enough just open the notification, but to develop practical skills which are needed in real cases, there must be also a reaction from those notified. Of course, that means that on one hand, the notification must include some additional elements that require a reaction from the recipients, and on the other hand, that the recipients must be able to transmit through the system either requests for additional information or observation, measurements, forecast, and implemented measures. So that means also the system should allow this. And it may be also useful to develop a guide on how to develop realistic exercise scenario and with practical examples that illustrate the important elements to be mentioned, inputs and outputs, as well as information flow in the system. Thank you very much.